You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
From where? Happy New Year. That's right. Welcome to a whole brand new year of Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I'm back with you with my two survivors, April Daniels and Jennifer Williams.
What's going on, ladies?
I hope you missed us. I hope you are with us tonight because you are starting the new year off right if you spending it with us.
Woo! Exactly. And we are starting it off right with some champagne. So cheers to 2016.
Yes.
May many great things happen for all of us.
Favor. Blessing.
Yes.
In an abundance.
Love.
Yes.
Love. Amazing
Husband.
Sex. Yes. Yes. Claiming all of it. All of it. All of it. Let me drink to that.
Every time is the right time for a little champagne.
I don't like champagne at
what?
All, but this is nice.
Oh, my God. Yes. I
crazy.
Love champagne.
It's usually dry and bitter.
It is.
Yeah.
Listen, champagne runs through my blood. But, we are listening to Red Rum Melody from Tiffany Gucci.
Oh, I love this.
Make sure I'm saying her name right. It's like nice and smooth and mellow.
I feel like I need to hear a hip hop track though.
I know we always have like so.
I need a little thug nasty in my life.
In the beginning of the year,
I'm just saying, why not?
You
little twerking music.
Why not?
Well, if any of you guys out there have some twerking music or you know a little ratchet, a good and hood track, you can send it to justsayinglive@gmail.com. And you know, we might feature your ratchet track here on Just Saying because this one wants to hear some booty popping music. So, you know, you never know.
I'll be twerking on the weekends.
send it in. We don't judge people. So we take all kinds of music. Just submit it and maybe we'll play it right here on Just Saying.
Yes.
We'll get Diane up and, you know,
I'll demonstrate
give us a twerking
skills,
lesson.
You know? But y'all sleeping on me.
So what's in the news? What are we talking about?
I don't think I should have sipped the champagne. Look, I'm looking at you like, you ain't done. That is my part. Hello, everybody. So I don't have any gossip or news or any of that stuff for just her. Instead, I thought it would be great to talk about our most memorable moment of just her from 2015.
Okay.
Diane.
Start with me?
Okay. Yes.
So my most memorable moment was Caitlyn Jenner. Did anybody see that coming?
No.
I swear I did not see any of that coming. I was like, you know, there's so many tabloid rumors out there. And I was just like, come on now. Bruce is crazy.
Right,
and
right.
He want to grow his hair. And
Leave him alone.
They just boss poor Bruce around.
Yeah.
He just needs to be independent. I did not see that I'm really a woman coming at all.
I don't think, well, I was going to say, I don't think anyone did, but maybe some of the family did. But I'll just say, America didn't really see that coming.
Yeah.
And how about how it came, it went, and now it's just normal.
Now it's
the new normal.
Now he's getting Woman of the Year.
Yes.
I can't even comment on Woman of the Year. That's some bullshit.
Right.
Glamour magazine.
All the shit we go through
Hello?
As women. Having our damn period
Hello?
Every month. Childbirth.
Speak on it, Jen.
Like,
speak
come on
it.
It. Really? And
who
this motherfucker
thought?
Puts on a goddamn costume.
Speak on it.
And like, gets some hormones.
Woman of the Year? Women of the Year?
That's quite insulting.
I'm going to send me a damn cocktail if I say something inappropriate.
That's some bullshit.
And Jim, what about you? We already heard from
Times
Diane.
Times two.
You know what? I'm going to just keep it in the family. Since she talked about Caitlyn, I'm going to talk about Lamar.
Aww.
And I'm not going to say it was like memorable, not for good reasons, but for bad. But I think it was a lesson in that, because there's so much drug abuse in the world, yeah, and it kind of just gets swept under the rug.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, I hate that he was an example of it, but it just, it needs to be talked about more. And yeah, so I think it was a wake-up call for a lot of people. And it's, yeah, like, you know, crack is whack. And, you know, we need to remember that.
You were doing so good until you said crack is whack. Well, nigga, your ass can't even be serious about drug abuse.
I'm just saying, it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
It is whack.
I mean, Whitney said it best, right?
She did. And she did. God rest her soul. God. She did. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go into my most memorable. And that would be Little Kinley from Portland. Do you remember the little girl who started the campaign because she wanted to be a police officer for Halloween?
Right.
And there were no female officer police uniforms. So she thought this sucked,
right,
and she was not having it. Started up a campaign via Facebook, her mom's page, and before you knew it, cops from all over were sending her their patches, and I believe she had like over 50 different patches from different precincts.
Right.
Yeah, so I thought that was really good.
Go Kinley,
I hope you are still going strong, because I'm all about it. Maybe
girl
one
power.
Day you'll come and speak at my Rock Out With Me campaign. Just saying.
Yeah, that was so
yes,
adorable.
She's definitely
yeah.
Such a little
cute
role model.
Little story.
Yes,
I know. I wonder what she's up to now.
How about her for Woman of the Year?
Hello.
Right.
How about Gold Star for her? Annie Leibovitz and all.
It is so hot in here. My mom, who's hot?
No, I'm real hot now. I'm talking about that Woman of the Year foolishness.
Producers, can I have a piece of paper before I pass out, please?
So, Jen, we are almost at Super Bowl. Just
oh my gosh! Yes, it is still football season.
It's
God
still
damn!
Football season.
Oh my goodness! Well, you guys know it is still football season. You still have time to become a millionaire. You still have time to pick your
yes.
fantasy football team. You got to go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code Black with a free chance to win. They're making a millionaire every week, but your time is dwindling, so you might want to hurry up, get your team together, and you know if you win, you guys already know what it is. Start the new year off right, and you know we need a finder's fee, and we want to buy like something nice for ourselves to start the new year. So
yes.
if you could help us with that, because we helped you, you know it's all about giving and receiving,
yes.
and we would appreciate it. So go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code Black with your chance to win $1 million.
Yes.
Sharing is caring.
Absolutely. And we care.
Yes. Don't that forget
you
your happy hour girlfriends.
So,
ladies, let's jump into our show.
Yes.
So tonight's show is Just Saying 2K16. That's right. We are recapping the best of 2015, and we're going to share with all of you a few of our three favorite clips. You know, some of the things that happened throughout the year, some of the things that made us laugh, some of the things that weren't so funny, but was still somehow a great clip. So I hope you will join us and relive some of these moments. Now, our first clip is one of my favorites, because when I think of April, April has two sides. You all don't know this. She has this one side that will like whoop, open up a can of whoop ass on you, you know, in 5 minutes. But then she has this other side that is so hopeful and sweet and loving
and
inspiring and togetherness. And
she's well-rounded.
Yes, we were having a very heated conversation about how ugly people get together and they don't always make pretty babies. Well, April felt a little differently. Take a look at this one.
Ever, how would you feel if Omar brought home a very unattractive young woman? You thought you're gonna have ugly grandkids. Yeah, you think about all that. How would you feel about that?
I don't want to be like, ooh. But actually, he did date this girl one time who was like, ooh. And I couldn't wait
she
for her to be gone.
She had an amazing personality.
No, she didn't. She stank physically, mentally, like, for real. It was not, and I couldn't understand it. And I was like, you know what? I have to pull back, because the more I keep reminding him how much she's not the one, he's going to be like, I'm a marrier. But if he brought her home talking about this is the one, oh my God, it would be my soul. But I would not want to be such a shallow individual that I would try to convince him otherwise. If he feels like that's who he wants to be with, then that's his choice. It really is. As much as I would be like, Lord, don't have no babies. I mean, I think it's, you want the best for your children, you know? I mean, it sounds crazy.
That
it does.
Sounds real crazy.
It does, but, the flip side of that is ugly people make beautiful babies, too.
Name one.
I can't. No. Well, you definitely saw both personalities there.
Oh, I love that clip.
Really? Like, I can't.
Love that one, A. That one was classic. Now, on this next clip, we were talking love and other drugs. And we were just having a nice little conversation about sometimes women wait their whole lives and they might not find love. And if you don't find love, would you ever entertain a love contract? Now, Jennifer's answer will leave you laughing too.
God.
Aesthetically, try your best. Just say you had not met Sean. You were at a point in your life where you had not met Sean yet. Do you think you could have been happy entering into a contractual marriage?
It's never going to fill that void. How many bags and shoes and houses and property are you going to buy and still be shallow and empty?
I agree, but just think, okay, because I know it's hard. I know it's hard.
This is sweet.
I know it's hard, but look, okay, so you hadn't met Sean yet,
right? You.
So come on, you don't even know. You don't even know, right? You don't. You don't even know how beautiful life could be and how beautiful your life would be because you hadn't met Sean.
That banana.
So if you go back pre-Sean. Just could you consider it? Because we don't know what we've never
Why
had.
Why are you asking the nun?
You can consider it, but will it
like ask me another question?
Great. Everything now, I ain't got worry. I ain't got you stress in that area. Yeah. But I'm still empty here. And whether I had it or didn't have it before
Tell him,
Jen.
Tell him, Jen.
I still wanted it.
Mm-hmm. But people fall out of love. Mm-hmm. Would you rather fall out of love and be broke? I'm like doing jump rope trying to get in. Please, let me in.
April was fighting for that love thing. Wouldn't let Jen get a word in. Look, sometimes you got to consider some love contracts.
No!
Yes, sometimes.
Where I sign at?
Yeah.
Now, in my own pay.
Mont Blanc.
So in this next clip, we were talking about Hollywood marriages, and we were talking about what may, you know, some marriages in Hollywood can be very successful. Some people have been married a very, very long time, and I was trying to get to the bottom of how in the hell do they do it. Yet again, magna cum laude, drop some wisdom on us. We discussed marriages in Hollywood don't last very long.
30 days.
They often pretty short. Now, we all remember the famous Dennis Rodman. Went to Vegas, got married 9 days later. Yeah, that was a wrap. And this one, I think, goes down in the history books is when Britney Spears and her childhood sweetheart, Jason Alexander, went to Vegas.
What is up with Vegas? People get drunk and then go to the chapel.
Euphoria.
Yes. Euphoria, right? Don't make those decisions.
Yeah. Yep.
So they got married 55 hours later. They annulled it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody was like, you did what?
That is some craziness.
All that champagne wore off. All them drugs wore off. And it was like, wait, what happened? What did we do? Did I just not give you half of my
empire? Oh, I can imagine. Empire. But... in an article, the Huffington Post highlighted 15 Hollywood marriages that lasted over 25 years. Such as
amazing
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Okay. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. Denzel and Pauletta Washington. So what would you say is one of the reasons that those marriages have lasted so long?
Side pieces.
Side pieces? Jennifer, you're crazy.
I'm just saying.
Jen was dropping knowledge for that episode.
I'm just saying, okay?
Look, she might know something the rest of us don't know.
Hey, probably.
All right.
Now, innocence.
Now, before we move on to my co-host's favorite clips, I have one more. And it happens to be actually from the same episode because April was so hot with me with this episode because I would not agree with her stubborn behind that.
Who really stubborn? You should agree with me.
She just would not even fathom what life could have been if she never had known Sean.
And oh, so, God. She is crazy with it. My life started when I met him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like there was nothing like before him.
I was in my cocoon before this.
I swear. Like, wait, didn't you know her before?
I know. Like, I don't know where that comes from.
See, they making me hot again.
I don't know where it comes from, but she was so daggone hot with me. We finished our show, we wrapped the show, and she thought the cameras had turned off. So just check out this little segment. Volume would be good.
Yeah, we don't want you cheering with that Karen juice anyway.
Some of that Karen juice. I ain't here with y'all. Y'all, you trying to put me out there for the wolves. I ain't coming next week.
Listen, it's fine that you did TD Jakes for the wolves.
April quits on us at least once a month.
I quit. Yeah. Every month. Because they be ganging up with me.
Thank God we bring her back. All right. So I hope you guys got a good laugh from some of my favorite clips. These ladies keep me in stitches. But I tell you, it is no easy task keeping the show on track. So now we're going to have April introduce a few of her favorite clips from this year.
Hello, everybody. I need you to gather your Bibles for me. And I need...
No. Oh, shit. Where's the offering plate?
Listen.
I only got $20 today, okay?
And amazing. I take credit card.
You a pastor for real. Like, you ain't got no cash. We got ATM right outside.
Yes, you can donate online.
I got a thing on my phone. What you call it? A little swipe. Right. Let me hook you up right here.
That's terrible. But we have had a wonderful year. But now it's time for me to share with you all of my wonderful moments of Just Saying. And the first one would come from when we had Tashina Arnold on our show. And it was called The Power of the P. Not that pee. The praise of the Lord pee, people.
Oh, God. T, come on.
Let's watch.
I'll just say it. So two pairs of players will take turns trying to hit the keyword to their teammate using only one word. You can also act it out.
Now I
April got it all together. Okay,
okay,
sorry.
Make me proud.
Ooh, me first.
So you
okay.
Want to know April.
All right. Okay.
You focus.
Yes.
Okay. B.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Okay. She threatened me, y'all. Y'all see that?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I am collecting my pearls.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Dick. What would April do? Come on.
My hands. I was just like,
you should have just went like this.
Or you could have.
I was like, I can't.
But you know, I really enjoyed that game. That game is definitely
that was fun.
And definitely
that game was really fun
at home with friends because we had a ball, even though we kind of had a little bit of trying to figure it out. But once we got it together, we had
a good
game.
Was really fun. Super I enjoyed
fun.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. So my next clip is from our show Holiday Inn.
Okay,
and, you know,
oh, that was a good
speaking
one.
Of games, yes, we keep it rolling.
Oh, well, we had the
here.
Ugly Christmas sweater.
We didn't have ugly Christmas sweaters.
Well, yeah, I mean,
mine
they
was
were the
cute.
Ugly cute Christmas sweater.
None of ours were ugly, but
let's watch, ladies.
I'm gonna give you guys some descriptions of these holidays, and you have to tell me which holiday tradition this one belongs to. During this holiday, children write letters to the Magi requesting a toy or gift that they would like.
Kwanzaa,
is that it?
No, Kwanzaa's the 12 days, and you give a gift on each.
12?
Yeah. Oh, 7.
Tell, just tell me, stubborn lady.
Kinds of people. Kwanzaa's 7.
All right.
How many days did you
say? Listen, Linda. If
bitches.
Each
and
one of the
see.
Seven nights of this holiday, the family yes. gathers and Kwanzaa. A child lights. Child lights one of the candles on the Kanara.
Oh, that's not Kwanzaa.
That's
Hanukkah.
No. Is it called the Kanara?
Come on, know it all. What is
your final answer, lady?
Wrong. That would be Kwanzaa.
What's the candle thing called? Ooh, it's hot in here.
This holiday includes a month of fasting, introspection, and prayer. Those observing this holiday do not eat or drink from sunrise to sunset.
Muslims.
Listen, Muslim, not the holiday.
That one time I just made religion. Muslim.
Oh, right. You focus.
It's so hot.
Only same one today.
And look, we ain't drinking nothing but
good job, business is hungry as hell. That's why. Can y'all bring them a piece of bread so they can think shit?
No, bro.
April, quit. Okay, listen. We playing the game. Unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith are the seven principles of this holiday.
I'm gonna kick you if you don't know this. Kwanzaa.
I'm just like, these hoes need to eat.
I don't think we should play no more games.
How do you not know Kwanzaa? I'm taking your black card when we leave here.
I'm gonna make you sit here in my bra.
Oh my god. Y'all bitches were hungry as hell, okay?
We definitely were that. And that's why, like, children, you should not fast.
No, around the holidays.
Listen, food is essential for the brain, okay? Because clearly theirs were not working that day.
Oh my gosh, that show was so much fun. And I think so it actually fun. Is my favorite Just Saying show.
It was so much fun.
Like, we just laughed and we laughed. But, you know, I got to get my holidays together. You know, 12-7, same thing. Who's counting? Anyway.
You know, a difference of five. Who cares?
Right. You know, if we're writing letters, if we're opening gifts on every other day, if we're lighting candles, it's all the same.
Oh, my
God.
Happy
holidays. We're going to move to my last clip, which was such a great time. We missed you, D. You wasn't there for that show.
Y'all didn't miss me. Y'all had a good time.
Because I felt extremely uncomfortable. I felt like I was busting in on a twosome trying to make it a threesome. I was like, well, I don't think I need to be here. But it was when Fuller came to the show with us to do the show, and him and Jen had such a chemistry popping over this little extra area right here. I was like, well, what in the world? So we're going to go and take a look at what that mouth did.
Oh, God. Fuck you so good that you don't want to have
look
sex with anybody else.
But sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes it's just the appetite of that man. Not that you're not doing a great job.
Well, then I don't need
want...
to be with his ass.
Yeah.
But you won't.
The
you
dirty
want
the, dude.
The tag team partner to come in?
No.
That's what you were saying earlier. You're like, well,
no,
I can't
no,
be dicked
no.
down twice. You
no,
want
I was saying, I was saying it in regards to what you were saying. Like, you know, it's a double standard.
You got
no,
a nice mouth.
I just saw you looking at her mouth. Listen, guys, this really hot.
I'm sorry.
I was just sitting here and I'm like, is he looking at
you? Oh, God.
What that mouth do?
That mouth does a lot.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. We're going to have to get hands on you.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
That show was extremely hot. I'm hot now, but
no,
these
I know.
Two
that,
had some stuff boiling off of them.
That was a really fun show.
It was.
I did enjoy that.
And it was my first time I saw Jen get a little uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, because he had you like this at one point. I was like, what the
he
fuck?
Was like, yeah. He was close and fun.
Yeah. And when I
it was
saw
warm
him,
in here.
No, it wasn't warm. I'd be talking about it's warm all the time, but y'all be like, it ain't warm. But look, I was sitting there and I'm like, he looking at Jen's mouth? I'm like, he definitely is looking at Jen's mouth. I'm like, what is he thinking about while he's looking at Jen's mouth?
Well, you could feel like, the chemistry through the television. Yeah,
because
I was watching
you
it
was
like,
in China.
Whoa, right?
You felt
I was like,
yeah.
Well, you know
I
like to keep it hot and steamy.
You did,
want to know
honey.
What happened after all of that, but we'll say
your
that
milkshake
for
definitely
show.
Brought him to this yard, honey.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of milkshakes, it's my turn.
Yes.
You know I'm all about having a healthy sex life. So I love to talk about sex, although I'm not really having a lot right now. I'm saving myself for
Mr. Right.
Special someone.
Yes.
Hey, boo, hey. I got some hair now. You could pull it.
She's a fool.
So, let's go to my clip where I talk about big things. Because, you know, I'm all about the wow factor.
Exactly.
But
you have a big bank account.
Oh, God, no.
Listen,
straight to the point, Jen.
Big things get my attention.
Hey, nothing
a big
wrong
dick,
with being straight to the
a
point.
A big bank account, okay, a big diamond. Yeah, we like big things over here. I mean, I'm sorry, like.
Well, just make sure your ass like another big wedding.
That's terrible.
Even mad at that because she always think about her bank account and nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. Okay, she's like, well, you don't really love him, but he's a billionaire, right? Okay,
right,
let's
okay.
go ahead and plan this wedding.
Yes, the springtime hey. Is so nice.
Look, I'm ready. I got French chateaus on speed dial, baby. I'm ready.
So yeah, my next clip is Don't Flinch. So let's see what I'm talking about.
So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
One of our favorites here that we call Plead the Fifth. It's going to be Jennifer versus Alan. So there's a few questions. You have to answer the question completely honest.
I'm serious.
Or you can say, I plead the fifth.
Damn, I can leave the show now.
So,
but you only have one time to plead the fifth.
You have one time to
you only got one lifeline.
So what's one thing that if your mom knew about you, she would freak out?
My mom would freak out if she knew I ate the booty like groceries.
Okay.
Look at it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
My,
I love Jennifer.
Look at it. Well, damn it, man. All right. Well, Mars would be not that route, but
he can't even talk.
I love when I make him stutter.
Man, it's real over here.
Listen, I love to make a dude feel uncomfortable. What you working with?
Oh my goodness.
He's like, well, what happened? But hold on. Wait, did she just say what happened? Wait,
he couldn't even say what he was
right,
saying.
She's
right.
A booty like.
He couldn't even get it out. He couldn't even get it out. You know,
that was fun.
That was so much fun. Thank you guys for sharing back and looking at your shows and giving us your favorite clips.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite clips? Because this is our Just Saying segment. So we know it's a brand new year and we want to hear a nice little recap from you. How long have you been with us? How long have you been watching? What do you think of the show? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you like all the changes that we have been making? Because we are loving doing the show and we are constantly trying to make it better and more interesting and more fun. For all of us.
Yes, absolutely.
So hit us up at justsayinglive@gmail.com or tag us on Twitter or Instagram at justsayingshow_ because we want to hear from you. So, ladies, it's a short show because it's New Year's and ain't nobody got time to be sitting up in here all night.
No.
Just saying. We shouldn't even
not
be working.
Not at all.
Shouldn't even be working. So before we wrap up, as you all know, we are your three favorite happy hour girlfriends. We come to you with raw, uncut, unfiltered, unedited conversations about love, relationships, and sex. And we wouldn't enjoy it if it was any other way. So before we wrap up, I want all of you to kind of give our viewers either some final thoughts or advice. Jen, I'm going to have you take sex. April, you take relationships. And I'll take love.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess I'm starting first.
Yeah.
Okay. So in regards to sex, I would say, you know what? Keep it healthy. Keep it fresh. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to introduce new objects into the picture.
She said objects.
I mean, you know, sex toys, like, keep it spicy. Maybe, like, you know, don't fuck in your bedroom, fuck in your car, fuck outside. I don't know.
The balcony.
Yes, just somewhere new. Like, we're in a new year, new places, new things. Whether it's a vibrator, you know, them balls that they mean. Like, just keep it fresh. Keep it fresh. So, yeah, new year, new things, and new sex. And you can keep up with me on Twitter at I am Jennifer and on Instagram at JenniferWilliams17.
I'm going to be short and sweet. Be true to yourselves and true to each other. Value the relationship you have and remember what it was like when you didn't have that relationship. But only if it's a good one. And you can keep up with me across the board at I am April Daniels. And thank you for joining, Diane.
Well, you know, my entire life, my entire being has always been wrapped around love. I have been in love with love for as long as I can remember. And there's nothing in this world that brings me greater joy than helping people celebrate, express the love that they have in their lives. So as you look to 2016, I hope that with each new day, you will look at it from the eyes of love and look at it from a way that you can say, how can I simply make the world a better place today? Because I believe if you do your part, the rest of the world will want little by little get just a little bit better. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. Thank you for joining us. We hope you'll stay with us one more year. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Happy Cheers. New Year.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.